The Juneau Public Health Center has free COVID-19 vaccines and boosters available every Wednesday and Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Simply walk in or make an appointment at juneau.org/vaccine. Pfizer vaccines are available for children ages 5 and up and adults. Boosters are also available. Again, Juneau Public Health, across from the Twin Lakes parking lot, has COVID-19 vaccine and boosters every Wednesday and Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. This message sponsored by the City and Borough of Juneau.
Support comes from Search. Anybody may need a trip to urgent care. That's why Search is here for everybody, offering non-emergent services from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. daily. Mountainside Urgent Care is open to all of Juneau. More information at searhc.org.
You're listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. We've got quite a bit of winter ahead, but February is a month where the Juneau art scene is in full bloom. So joining us now to talk about all the events you might want to take in this February is Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director, Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
A little snowy, but other than that, life is good.
We can take it. We
are really full of things to do, and we're doing them in spite of everything, right?
Right.
So we've got the First Friday thing coming right up, and I think you've talked to a lot of the different groups already about what's going on around town. Annie Kales has got Abby Foch. The Alaska State Museum has some stuff going on. The City Museum has an exhibit. So there's quite a bit of things, and I think it's not supposed to be too bad. Devil's Club Brewery is doing thing. The Artist Gallery has a multimedia artist. Bree Drake Planetarium is back doing things, so you can go
Great.
See movies there. Yeah, they're always fun. And of course, we have the Romeo exhibit. It's big, beautiful photos of Romeo the Wolf. It's part of a larger project at the Jack, so you can come down and get more information about that. And over at the Davis Gallery in Centennial Hall, we have a wonderful exhibit of wearable art retrospectives. There's a section dedicated to Deborah Smith, who was our director for like 5 or 6 years. We wanted to recognize her contributions. They're going to be having some video from old wearable arts on loop, so you can watch old shows. There's just a whole lot of stuff going on there. And in addition to that, Patty Jupe has brought in some really wonderful large paintings that are sort of along the theme of this year's Oceanic Overtures. So wearable art is on the front and center of our minds. Now, I will say the Saturday show is mostly sold out. Let's just say it's sold out. And then,
okay, good job. That's great to hear.
There's a standing table or something like that. You know, what's sort of weird is because of the COVID stuff, we're not having bars in the room and we have really reduced capacity, but we were thinking, well, that's no fun. So we're having outdoor beach bonfire to go with the theme outside in the parking lot. So come on down and have a good time. I think they've come up with a special signature cocktail and there'll be, little fire pits and stuff like that. So it should be fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
The weather right now is looking relatively cooperative. So fingers crossed, it'll just be a pleasant outdoor barbecue beach thing going on before and after the show. So it's 7 o'clock to 8, and then the show's at 8. And then when the show's over, we'll go back out for the after party. And then on Sunday, the same deal. So, and I hope a lot of people, I know Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and I would like to say Super Bowl scheduled themselves after we scheduled wearable art. So,
and you could record the game.
You can record the game, and also sometimes people just don't really want to watch wearable or a Super Bowl. So this is
for them.
Down. It should be fun. Anyway, we got all that sort of stuff going on, and then coming hightailing right after that, we have the gospel guys are coming to town, and we're going to do gospel choir. Again, significantly reduced. Usually we have 100 people in the choir. We're going to reduce the choir to 50. And we got really special singers' masks from Broadway, the Broadway project, so that each of the singers will be properly masked and we'll all be socially distanced. So
how can we sign up for that if it's not full already?
You can go online to our box office on the front page where it says buy tickets, and both the workshop and the concert or the celebrations are there to be purchased. So your registration fee includes your singing mask. So we really want to try to, I know people have been really missing the gospel stuff, so we're doing that.
Can you tell me more about the singing mask? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I wish I had thought of bringing one in, but they're just, they were designed by Broadway singers, and they have a fuller face mask area, so you can really open your mouth and really belt it out, I guess. So we'll see how it works.
And does the sound of singing come through them?
I guess it does. I mean, these were designed by Broadway's performers so that they can continue to do things on Broadway. So I'm thinking, I believe I saw Myron Wellen wearing one the other day. He was performing at something. And so we're hoping, you know, we'll see how it is. Life is always a little different than you thought it was going to be. And there's no point in complaining about it. There's you just go forward and do what you can with what you got. That's how I look at it.
I mean, after a couple of years now, I've become very interested in masks, so I had to ask a couple of follow-up questions. So that sounds really interesting. I'm glad. I think that's another really, clever way of pivoting, so you can still have your event.
Well, we are really hoping that it'll still work out. You know, things can change on a dime, as they do, but we're plowing through, and we're also limiting the choir, like I said, to 50 people instead of 100. So we don't have 50 sopranos. There's we've limited the number of soprano seats, the number of alto seats, the number of tenor, the number of bass. So we don't have all one type of people singing, but anyway, I think there's a lot of things going on, and I feel like one of the things I'm liking is the light is coming back, and it's making me feel a little bit more optimistic, even though sometimes it's not easy to feel optimistic, but we're going to work on it.
Yeah. Oftentimes when I get out of the studio of this show, it's dark, but I know now it's going to be light out when I get back to my desk. So that is cheering. A couple things I wanted to ask you about. Looks like you have pickleball going on.
We are now back to having pickleball, yes, and it will start. We had to postpone them a little bit while we were building the wearable art set, but that will be all done next week. So 4 to 6 on Mondays and Wednesdays, it's pickleball days, and it's you bring your own stuff. I think we have a few things you can borrow or rent or whatever. But it's $5 a game, or if you buy a punch card, you get the 10th game free. So it's $45 for a punch card. People really seem to be enjoying it. And again, everybody is masked and still having fun. So come on down for that. We're going to do the Artists of All Nations this Sunday. Usually we do it, would have done it last Sunday, but again, the construction site was not really conducive to that. So we're going to do it this Sunday. Artists of All Nations is the opportunity for people to just come and bead or quilt or knit or whatever together with other people. It's sort of more fun to chat and do your thing and see what everybody else is doing and learn from each other. It's really a pleasant afternoon, and that's Sundays, Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5, and there's no charge for it, so just come on down and have a nice time. Bring your sketchbook.
I remember that pre-COVID, that was a kind of warm, positive event that they did on a weekly or monthly basis. I'm glad to hear it's back.
Yeah. And it's, the room is big enough so that we can spread people out and everybody can feel pretty safe. So, yeah, we're doing that. What else are we doing?
Remind me, what is the First Friday exhibit at the Jack this weekend?
It's the Romeo exhibit.
Right. We've had a couple interviews about that already, but you can remind us of the details.
It's a large format photography. I am not sure. I'm going to pull it up myself to make sure I know what I'm talking about, because often I don't. and it's all being coordinated as part of the Orpheus project, or the is doing an opera about Romeo. So this is part of a really bigger community event to celebrate Romeo. And if there's people who don't remember, Romeo was a wolf that was fairly socially engaging and visited, you know, out at the Mendenhall Glacier, and people became very fond of him. And so this is a salute to his life. And there's beautiful photography that has been curated, and they're very large format, wonderful. Prints will be available in case anybody wants a print of Orpheus. And there's a book Emily Kane has put together. So it's just really, I think it's a kind of an uplifting thing. And I'm looking forward to the rest of it that they're doing with the music and all of that. On the last, I believe it's the last Saturday on the 26th, I believe, that they will be, the marimbas are going to play in the main hall as sort of the last Friday or last Saturday exhibit for the show. So mark that on your calendar too. The marimbas are always fun and uplifting and get us all shaken in our boots.
It's already on my calendar. So, well, thank you so much, Nancy. What a great rundown. And as you said, the light is returning and people are emerging from their hibernation and looking for things to do. And there's a lot on offer. So really appreciate the rundown there. Anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I will just say, if you want to be on our little list of things, getting emails every Thursday or Friday, give us a call. And also, I don't know if you've heard of the Best of Juno thing, but we're on it, and you can vote for us in 5 categories, and we want to win. So please go there and vote for us now. Is that brazen enough?
Yes. Nicely done, Nancy. Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director for Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Have a nice afternoon.